Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here. Marie's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach, etiquette and social interaction expert. And she's here to talk to us about a very important, very topical topic. Marie Dubuque, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Great to be here. I know we're talking about the disconnect between the generations and the workplace. I'm seeing it more and more, and I'm getting lots of comments
in my,
on my YouTube channel. Yeah.
In my long career, I've never seen, as we've never had, as many different generations still in the marketplace working together, working with and for each other, that have as many different viewpoints, different worldviews. I'll give you an example. Even when I was coming up as a young pup, and there were, you know, a couple of generations older than me in the marketplace, I wasn't as different from them as the 20-somethings are today from me.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
That's the issue. Is there's quite a bit of difference between the worldview, the perspective, the attitude about life. And I'm not saying either one of those perspectives are wrong. I'm just saying we've never had as many bumping up against each other as we do now. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And what's really scary, they don't want to help each other. I get so many comments. I have a YouTube channel, and I get a lot of younger viewers. And
right.
The resounding comment I get from them is that they ask the older people to help them. They don't want to help them, and they tell them what to do, and a lot of times it's not right. And I'm not going to sit here and just defend the younger workers, because they got a lot of problems too. They're self-entitled, but I do think that they're very technologically astute, and I think some older workers that are not are a little intimidated. What do you think, Jim?
Well, one of the things that I think is happening is sometimes there is definitely a disconnect. I think the older folks might be a little intimidated, but I also think the younger folks are too impatient with the younger folks.
And
what I think should be happening is the young people should be looking at the older folks and saying, okay, I know stuff they don't know, but they've got experiences that could help me not make a bunch of mistakes of my own. Why don't I find out what those are and suck that information up like a sponge? And then the older people could say, you know, I could use a little help with some of this digital world stuff, and I'll benefit from them. If we could work through those kind of channels. What do you think, Marie?
Exactly. And also the younger people there, they have trouble accepting criticism. They've been praised.
Why is that? They don't take in responsibility. If you get after them, if a baby boomer gets after a 23-year-old a little bit, they need to be jacked up a little bit. They need to be, you know, they messed up. They knew better and they did it anyway. When you kind of just get after them a little bit, they don't like it.
Oh, they fall apart. They cannot accept criticism, and that's their downfall. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough. We got to work together, and yet they're not. And in fact, they're sabotaging each other. They don't want to give each other help, and they're competing. Mm. And isn't it supposed to be a team, Jim?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things that I've observed and that I've been talking about, Marie, I want to get your thoughts on this, is when I came on board as a kid, I had an education. I had a little bit of experience, and I had a lot of energy and a lot of desire, but I didn't really know anything about what was going on in the workplace. So everything I got, the content and the context for that content, I got it all at the same time from my mentors. the young people today are coming into the workplace. They got their head is full of content, but they don't have any context yet. And they, right. But the problem is, they think all that content is enough.
No,
and they
it's
need
not.
To get the context from these older people.
Right, right. Right, they can't communicate. They're too busy on their Facebooking and texting and tweeting, and they have lost those communication skills, and that's what they have to learn from the older generation, because they've got that down.
Well, I think what has to happen, to the degree that an older person is the owner, the boss, the manager, whatever, as in my case, I think we have to raise these kids to behave in the marketplace, to work, operate in the marketplace. We've got to take the time to do that. Whereas, you know, I think that's a big adjustment for a lot of older folks who are hiring young people. They think they shouldn't have to raise these kids, but they're actually going to have to. What do you think?
Yeah, they are. They are, because nobody taught them in school how to communicate and how to deal with customers. Although now I'm hearing from admissions directors at colleges that, yes, they are having to teach that now, which they never did before.
I've talked to professors who've told me that they're having to teach things to their students that 20 years ago or 30 years ago, they did not have to teach the children.
Right. It was just second knowledge.
They came to school with a basic understanding. And things like taking responsibility. You know what, boss? I screwed that up. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I now understand what's wrong, and it won't happen again. You know, I think that's the kind of that's a little passage that I think more of the Gen Ys need to learn how to say.
Right, and they also need to speak in public. They have a real hard time doing that. So there's a lot of classes now on public speaking, and not just public speaking, but speaking one-on-one. They have a hard time with that, too. So, yeah, we've got a long way to go with
this. And folks in my generation have got to realize that, number one, this is something I've learned. These are really, really good human beings.
Yep.
The younger generation, they're probably as good a human beings as we've ever raised. We just need to figure out how to convert them from the, as you called it, their self-anointed world to a world where you've got to take responsibility.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think I've ever seen a generation that was as from a human being standpoint, the kids were as good as they are. This young generation, they're really, really good people. Hold on to that thought, Marie. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back after these messages with Marie Dubuque. Marie, give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, it's youtube.com/mannersbymarie.
All right, so check it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.